Unit 5. Reading Passage. In many facets of life, the Internet's importance is unmistakable. From socializing to doing business to conducting research, the net has reached out and literally enveloped us in its web. Increasingly, as people spend more time on the net, they're virtually living online. There are even 3D worlds in which people can walk, talk, and shop, just as they do in the real world. This extension of reality, in which people look and act any way they want, could have a profound impact on our concepts of identity. The sheer variety of online spaces makes it tricky to define internet usage patterns. Social networking sites like Facebook attract hundreds of millions of users. There are also more than 100 million blogs, where people stake their claim to a small corner of the net. On top of that, there are countless forums, chat rooms, and message boards where people meet to share common interests. Yet the internet is, if anything, fickle, and what's popular today may be out of favor tomorrow. In a sense, one's online identity, because it isn't tied to any one space, is flexible and transient. There are also virtual worlds which bring together common functions like social networking, chatting, and image sharing. One of the most well-known, Second Life, was started in 2003 by Linden Lab. To participate, members create a 3D character known as an avatar, which represents the user. The avatar walks, flies, or teleports to diverse locations in a vast online world where popular activities include shopping, visiting art galleries, and going to clubs. If this sounds like an enhanced version of the real world, that's not a coincidence. Linden Lab's CEO, Philip Rosedale, states, "Our goal with Second Life is to make it better than real life in a lot of ways." Indeed, people are using the application for practical uses. Universities such as Harvard Law School are holding classes in Second Life. When it's time for class, students simply log on and direct their avatars into a classroom. They can participate via text or voice chat. Some schools are using the world as a testing ground to illustrate real-world principles. For instance, in one marketing class, the teacher has students set up a retail store. There, they witness how people react to their surroundings, what types of displays work best, etc. This type of hands-on experience would be difficult to conduct offline due to cost restraints and practicality issues. Commercial uses for virtual worlds are also being explored. In Second Life, people can buy goods using the site's virtual currency, the Linden Dollar, which can be purchased using a real credit card. Companies are also finding it cost-efficient to transfer certain operations online. In 2008, IBM held a virtual world conference in Second Life. The event featured 3 keynote speeches, as well as 37 smaller presentations, and more than 200 people participated. The firm saved $320,000 by hosting the conference online instead of at a traditional venue. Intel similarly held its 2009 virtual ECC conference on the site. The cost savings, $265,000, were also impressive. Bit by bit, more activities are shifting to the internet, raising important questions about the nature of online identity. Indeed, if the sites we visit grow and shrink in popularity in a matter of years, or even months, people can't experience the same type of rooting traditionally enjoyed in offline communities. Also, as online friends quickly come and go, what does that say about our ability to form lasting, meaningful relationships? As we live a growing percentage of our lives on the internet, concepts like friendship, community, and self-image may need to be refined, or perhaps entirely redefined.